Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, an out-of-town guest and an old friend of Raven Radio's, Jan Straley, is here. She's a professor at UAS Sitka, marine mammal biologist, and Jan has brought Nick Bluen, who is our scientist in residence this year at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Is that right, Jan? Have I got those details right?
That's right, Rob. You do have those details correct. Nick is our scientist in residency fellow, so or SERF.
Okay, so fellow, our fellow.
Yes.
Hail, fellow. Good morning.
That's right.
Good morning.
The fine arts camps, they have fellows, and we have our fellows.
And Raven Radio, we're going to have a fellow this fall, too.
I heard that.
You got to get in this fellows game.
It's the rage.
It's cool. Anyway, Nick, you are from University of Rhode Island.
That's
right?
Correct, yep.
A postdoc there. Mm-hmm. And tell us, so what do you study?
I study seaweeds. It's the term for what I do is called phycology, so I'm a phycologist. And I study macroalgae, so the seaweeds you see here in the harbor or washing up on shore. And in particular, I study the comparative genomes between closely related species to get an understanding of how these species have changed through time.
Okay, so phycology. We're going to come back to this. Phycology is the study of algae, not our behavioral and emotional problems.
That is true.
Which is, because you could pass for a psychologist, I think, if you had to.
Nope, if anybody's around town and wants to talk about something, they can find me for the next month.
And Nick will be here for a month. Jan, tell me about how the Scientist in Residence Fellowship program got started.
This is a program that's a spinoff of the Scientist in the Schools program that's initiated with Sitka Whale Fest. And we asked the teachers what they would like in terms of science in their classrooms, and they said we would like more scientists outside of the period of Whale Fest. And so we came up with this idea of having a month-long fellowship, and we are now funded by the National Science Foundation for 3 years to have 3 to 4 scientists come each year.
Was there a program in place with the National Science Foundation, or did you dream up this idea and they said, hey, it sounds good, you can have the money, or did you apply to a...
We applied to a program in the polar part of NSF, but we did dream up this program. Actually, Davey Lubin and Lisa Bush dreamt up this program.
Okay. Lisa being the director of the Science Center.
Correct.
Davey, her spouse.
Right.
And a lot of people applied.
We did. We had more applicants than we were anticipating, and it was really great, and quite a range of scientists in terms of their fields and specialties. It was really enjoyable to read the applications, and it was very difficult to select the applicants who finally made the cut for the first year. We have the scientists selected for the first year and a half or so, and then we'll have another round this fall to select the final last year.
Okay, and what appealed to you about bringing in a phycologist from the University of Rhode Island?
Well, he fit a lot of the requirements in terms of wanting to do outreach and go into the schools, and he is going to be connected with the school, with the class at the University of Alaska Southeast, taught by Kitty LaBounty in conjunction with Mount Edgecombe High School Advanced High School students, class taught by Chola Mall. So he will be working with their molecular biology class.
Okay, and we were talking before we went on the air, Nick, a little bit about how the outreach component of this fellowship is not something that you necessarily shy away from, right?
No, outreach is something I really enjoy doing. As a bench scientist, I spend the majority of my time looking at small bits of DNA and expression data from organisms, and I don't really have a lot of connection with the public, or at least not as much as I would like. And I don't think that science actually serves a greater purpose unless it's being communicated to a larger public. So in working with the Edgecombe High School group in this molecular biology class, I think it'll be a lot of fun to teach them some what we call DNA barcoding techniques, which are assigning species-level designations to organisms based on looking at small changes in their genomes. And I think the kids will get a really big kick out of it, and it's something they can do easily.
And besides the teaching and outreach component, have you been wanting to come to Alaska? Is that what sort of jumped out at you about this program?
Well, the biodiversity out here is much greater than it is on the East Coast due to extirpation on the East Coast in the last ice age. And I first took my very first seaweed class at Friday Harbor in Washington. And I fell in love with the seaweeds out here. So having another chance to come out here and collect and dive and look at what's going on out here was like irresistible in terms of applying for the position.
So you brought your gear. You're going to go?
My gear is being shipped out, and I will go diving at some point, or at least I hear I'll be hooked up with some people to go diving with.
Okay, and it sounds like it's is it going to, you know, somehow contribute to your work, or is this more just sort of a getaway, kind of a working getaway?
Well, one of the projects I have ongoing now with my advisor at URI is we are looking at red algal parasites, which are algae that have lost the ability to photosynthesize and parasitize their closest neighbor, so sister taxa. And there are a number of parasites in the area. We only have a few species on the East Coast. And in fact, one of the ones that I target grows a bit further south, but I thought it would be a great opportunity to see what's growing around here, get an idea of the abundance and distribution of those parasites.
If you like it here, are you going to potentially write a grant to come back? And
Even after being here 36 hours, I'm pretty certain I will be back in Sitka at some point.
Oh, really? That short a time?
It's amazing out here. It reminds me a lot of where we keep our home in Maine as well. It's very similar.
Okay. Jan, I wanted to go back to the idea of bringing Nick and people like him into the classroom. It's going to be a month with Kitty LaBounty and Chola Mole with Edgecombe and UAS students. It sounds pretty intense. Do you think that students are going to be able to sort of, derive benefit from just a short, intense encounter with a scientist like this?
I think it'll happen because the connection just in the classroom and in the lab and hopefully out in the field a little bit will just bring all that closer together and bring it into I think it'll bring science to, especially a high school student, into a reality that I think just looking at a working out of a textbook, a student doesn't achieve that type of level of experience. And so hopefully it will propel or at least encourage some of these students to go into the sciences and to pursue that in a undergraduate and graduate level.
I think it'd be interesting to just gauge their reaction to a guy who's made it his life work to study seaweeds.
That's right.
Because it really takes all kinds in science to make it happen.
It does, and we actually have a couple of, or at least we've had some seaweed biologists in Sitka that are no longer living. Natasha Calvin was a seaweed. She worked at Ock Bay Lab for a number of years, and with Bob, her husband, he also worked with her. So I think we're going to get him connected with some of the seaweed biologists in Alaska, as well as outside probably, because with the Ricketts and Calvin project that the Science Center has had, we've also been doing biodiversity surveys, and he can connect with some of those data and hopefully make a longer connection than just being in Sitka here for a month.
Sure, yeah. That's really kind of an exciting new direction, I think, for us to be looking at. What about this idea that this sort of originated in Whale Fest, the idea that scientists in classrooms was something teachers told Whale Fest they wanted more of, and now the Science Center is kind of involved with it. Is there a partnership developing between Whale Fest and the Science Center that this is kind of a manifestation of?
Well, there is a big partnership. In fact, Whale Fest is now a program under the Sitka Sound Science Center. It's no longer its own nonprofit. So this will be the first year that Whale Fest will happen, the first to the 4th of November, and it's actually going to be a Science Center festival as well as Whale Fest. Well, it won't change. Whale Fest is going to be exactly the same. It's just now administrated under the Science Center.
All right. A pretty good fit, sounds like.
A perfect fit. I'm excited about the change.
Okay. And Nick, have you got a game plan here? Is there any opportunity for the public outside of your contact with students at Edgecombe and UAS for the public to sort of get to find out what you have done and what you plan on doing here?
Well, I will say that I'll be at the Science Center most days on the second floor if anybody wants to pop by and talk, that's for sure. And you will see me wandering around aimlessly, either in a blue or red coat and giant black glasses for the next month. So.
Okay.
I'm available.
All right.
There will be a community program planned for this month.
Okay, the compulsory presentation at the library.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's going to be right now, but there will be a public presentation.
Okay, when you find out about that or when you nail that down, let us know. We'll get the PSAs going. But in the meantime, people can pop up, Nick, and ask you any question about seaweed or anything about their
I mean, seaweed ore, I'm willing to field psychological questions as well.
He is he is a postdoc fellow in phycology. This is it's exciting that this is happening in Sitka. Have you got your you have three fellows this winter? Have you lined up those people yet? Or are you still?
We do have them lined up. There's a man coming in October who studies rivers and oceans, and another, actually, I think three or four of them. And there's going to be a marine mammal person coming in the spring, and a marine geologist coming, I think, in the winter.
And the usual sort of slate of scientists coming in for Whale Fest this fall, too?
Yeah, a great slate of scientists coming for Whale Fest.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing more about that as we get closer. Jan Straley is a professor, a marine mammal biologist with UAS Sitka. Nick Bluen is a postdoc student. No, you're a postdoc researcher at the University of Rhode Island. He's spending a month as a scientist in residence, a fellow with the Sitka Sound Science Center. They've been my guests this morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.